Keshe Musical Instruments. The instruments discussed here may all be heard on the sound recording that accompanies this book. Instruments of professional quality, or for ceremonial use, were made by members of the drum art under the auspices of the Yellow Adobe House. Hombuta. The hombuta, or great horn, was played in both theatrical and sacred music. Most scrupulous care was taken in selecting the madrone wood for the 7-foot-long conical body of the instrument, and each detail of the curing, shaping, and carving was essential to the capacity of the wood to gather, shape, and focus the sound of the breath. The funnel-like mouthpiece made of deer antler should be like a lily that receives the warm rays of the sun. Though only 5 inches long, it was proportioned as a mirror image of the body and bell of the horn. The 9 thin madrone slats forming the body were pitch-sealed and fiber-wrapped. The bell, nearly 2 feet long, was made of electrum and was joined to the wooden body with pitch and fiber wrapping. Dobure Binga. The name, Many Vibrations, described a set of 9 brass bowls kept in a box which opened out to form a platform on which the player arranged them in the Heia-If pattern, 5 to the left and 4 to the right. The bowls varied in diameter from 4 to 11 inches, and their musical pitches spanned a major 9th. Tonal quality depended on the type of mallet, hardwood, softwood, or cloth-covered, the part of the bowl struck, and the strength of the stroke. Seldom used solo, the instrument provided a rhythmic, shimmering flow of tones, which one musician described as like the shining of the sun on running water, moving forward, yet turning back. Yayede. This single-stringed instrument was about 4 feet long and looked from the front like a sinuous teardrop. The beautifully recurved bow was about 2 feet long and strung with a combination of horsehair and human hair, which was believed to give the instrument its singularly sensitive tone. Weosai Medod Teyahi. Every Keshe child knew how to make a flute, and there seemed to be endless kinds of flute in the valley, end-blown and side-blown, with or without reeds, made of wood, metal, bone, and soapstone. The bone reed flute was one of the oddest. 5 or 6 inches long, it was made from the thigh bone of a deer or lamb. The bore began at the smaller end of the bone, descended to the larger end, then returned upward to the reed holder, a cattail reed mounted between willow wood fittings. The sound escaped from a bore in the side of the bone. By applying subtle pressure to the reed holder, the player could create stunning microtonal glides, and by sliding the fingers on and off the 5 holes, could produce strange, piercing, wailing, bird-like tones. Tabit of the Madrone and Yellow Adobe of Wakwaha, who demonstrated the instrument to us, said that he had to keep it away from his cat, who kept trying to get the bird out of it. Narrator's note. Here appear the Keshe words and music of 2 songs, The Willows and Quail Song, which are on the sound recording that accompanies this book, as noted at the beginning of this recording. End of narrator's note. Towando. This 9-stringed hammer dulcimer was actually 2 instruments in one. The larger half-moon-shaped, about 5 feet long, had 5 strings. The smaller, with 4 strings, faced it. They shared the sounding board of cherry wood. The canoe-shaped body was a finely carved and polished myrtle, bay laurel. The longest string of the larger dulcimer, the hinge string, was unbridged. The walnut bridge of the other strings formed a gentle Heia-If curve. The towando was much used to provide music for dancing and plays, and its sound meant festival in the valley. The finest instruments were kept by the Yellow Adobe Heimas in each town. Traveling players or troops used those, or carried a smaller, portable version of the instrument. Bode. Everybody in the valley played some kind of drum, usually a small one with a wooden or stretched hide head, tapped softly with the fingers or whole hand, or with a rawhide-wrapped stick. The drum accompanied singing, dancing, meditating, and thinking. It was played many together or all alone. It was the other heart to the Keshe. Drums played by professional musicians were often large and elaborate in construction. The wehasobod, wood drum, might have up to 9 tongues or bars of different tone carved into its top, and a set of a dozen different pairs of sticks and mallets. Such a drum was a melody instrument of considerable expressiveness. Among the stretched-head drums, the ceremonial drum was most impressive. A pair of large kettle drums, up to 4 or 5 feet across, one larger than the other in the 5-to-4 ratio, were so connected that when struck, they rotated around a central pole, which suspended them about 3 feet above the ground. This majestic rotation controlled the pace of the drumbeat. These instruments, some of them very old, were never brought up from the Heimas, but even in informal, above-ground music-making, their deep resonance and tempo might be sensed. Darbagatush. The hand-hitter was an occasional instrument, providing a rhythmic accompaniment to a song or dance. It exploited the tendency of the bark of certain kinds of eucalyptus tree to come off in sheets or strips which curl up into tubes as they dry. 5 to 9 of these pleasant-smelling pieces, a couple of feet long, were chosen and lashed together with grass stems at one end, and the bundle was held in one hand and hit against the open palm of the other to make a satisfying, rattling clack. If the singing or dancing was by a fire, indoors or out, it was customary to burn the darbagatush when the music was done.